Hey everyone, welcome back to the Your Fielder's Choice NHL podcast. I'm your host, Devin, joined as always by Pete. How you doing today, Pete?
Doing well. Looking to get back on the winning streak. Had me a tough couple of days. Been getting our calls right, but went too much Philadelphia. Should have went with my home team, the Rangers, and see, it burned me. It blew up in my face. But
yeah,
we move on.
Well, you know, I love hockey, but the one thing that does frustrate me about it is nights like last night, where the goalies decided to slip. It's not that the Rangers were that good at plays or even Edmonton. They just, the goalies on the other side couldn't stop anything. I mean, I think the Rangers had like 9 goals on 20 some shots at one point.
Yep.
Edmonton had 7 goals on low 20 shots. So it's not like you were even targeting these teams that had like 40 shots and truly dominated the games. No, it was absolute garbage goaltending, which does happen in hockey sometimes. And it happens vice versa, where you can see a team put up 45 shots and not score a goal. So I absolutely love hockey. I love hockey DFS, but that is the one thing that works both ways that can be really frustrating. So slates last night, I put very little stock in slates like last night when there was goaltending like that.
Yep. And the scoring on DFS is still getting me with with the goalies. So I just don't like how one goalie can control your whole lineup. And that's the way it seems been lately. You have one goalie implode and you have a great lineup and you don't end up cashing. So,
yeah,
but,
so
deal with it.
Exactly. So good news is that doesn't typically happen. Last night was rare that you see two teams where, I mean, every other shot was going in the net. So, yep, I actually ended up still having a competitive day. I made some late swaps after the Philly debacle. Ended up playing Tyson Barrie, who had a really nice night. I played Lindholm, who had a nice night. Some late swaps because I knew I was too far behind without making some adjustments. So, but yeah, let's go ahead and move on to today. The news of today is we've lost a game this morning. We lost Boston versus Buffalo, which actually clears things up a little bit because, you know, that takes the big boys off the board. You don't have to worry about slamming them in against just a dreadful, dreadful Sabres team that finally fired their coach. So in a way, that actually helps the slate. So let's take a look at Vegas totals. We've got Tampa Bay, highest total at 3.7. Against Chicago, that's been a really good series when they've played so far this year. We've got Florida at home against Nashville, 3.6. Edmonton at home, 3.5. Carolina at home, 3.2. Dallas on the road against Detroit at 3.2. Islanders, 3.1. Pittsburgh, 3.1. Colorado, 3.1. Winnipeg, 3.1. Arizona, 3. Everybody else is 2.6 or below. So we've got a lot of teams 3 or higher here.
Yeah, we do. And once again, it's these teams like, to me, Tampa, I can't get right. But it's the usual. But to me, starts off, I'm just starting with McDavid. And you don't have to worry about. But I think the problem with McDavid, though, tonight is anybody that was going to jam in the Boston guys will now be going to jam in McDavid or Leon from Edmonton. But I'm starting my lineup with McDavid. He had another big night last night. I just don't see the value like we've been having popping up. Maybe we'll come up with something as we talk. But I still think McDavid's the best play on the board. And a 3.5 implied.
They've got the third highest on the board. He put up 32 last night. They did split up the Leon McDavid lineup. They went back to the McDavid, RNH, Puljujärvi lineup, and then Leon, Yamamoto, Kahun. So they went back to that, which they kind of need to do on the road because, again, on the road, all you got to do when they do that super lineup, all you got to do is stop one line and you're going to win. So I think they realized on the road that's not going to work. They have to have Leon on that second line. So you have two dangerous lines so that at least somebody is in a plus matchup. So, but yeah, absolutely. Connor's in play. Don't have to worry about the back and back. He only played 17 minutes last night. because they were up so much, it afforded them the ability to ease back on his minutes. So yeah, Connor's pretty clearly the top pay-up option. RNH back on his line now at 5,800 certainly becomes in play. He hasn't done a ton this year DFS-wise. He's got 25 points in 32 games, which is solid. But if you look at his logs, he only has two double-digit games in the last 15 or so. But the fact that he's back with McDavid is nice. So he is certainly in play at that price. And I like that he's finally cheap. He was in like the mid sixes to sevens for a long time, and he was way overpriced. This is where he should be.
Yeah, and I keep forgetting he's listed as front of DraftKings. So 5.8 is definitely a good price, because I don't see a real lot that I like today in that top to mid tier range. So RNH falls right in there. I mean, you got to bring up Barkov. He's probably the hottest player in the NHL the last two games. And it looks like that 4-1 line is going to be cheap with Marchment and Verhage. I mean, and Barkov's got 8 total points in 4 games against Nashville this year. So, but can you? To me, if I'm not going McDavid, then I go Barkov. I don't think you can jam both of them in. But that's pretty much it. Honestly, for me up top, it looks like Malkin is trending toward being possibly out. I'm curious as to how the Pittsburgh lines shake out. But I'm not even on Sid tonight. I mean, maybe Scheifele is the only other one I'd really go in the middle, and he's been kind of slumping, but I kind of like what Winnipeg tonight. And he's got 2 goals and 4 assists in 4 games against Edmonton this year, so I'm on Scheifele a little bit too.
I'm comfortable with Sid still. He keeps churning out double-digit games. I think you can go right back to Sid here.
Until I play him.
Yeah. No, he's still at double digits last game. He didn't score a goal, but he hit the shots bonus. He had 5 shots last game, 24 minutes, gave him 10.5, which gives him a streak of 8 games in a row with double digits, 9 of 10. So Sid's absolutely in play. But at that price, spend $200 more and get Barkov, who's at home, who has 2 back-to-back 3-point games. I mean, he's on fire.
Yeah, he is.
So if you're gonna spend up, it's McDavid, and then it's Barkov. You do have McKinnon up there as well, who also has churned out 4 straight double digits in a row. But you know, Minnesota is one of the hottest teams in the league, especially if Kakinen starts. I'm not rushing to target against him. I think I would rather stay with Barkov or just spend the extra $100 and get McDavid.
Yep.
Nice
leverage play for GPPs, because McKinnon is going to be a fade and low owned. But if you're playing GPPs, I would throw him in a couple. Definitely.
Yep. Absolutely. Braden Point's really turned things around. He was a no play for me for most of the season, but he now has double digits in 4 of his last 5 and 6 of his last 5 of his last 7. So he's finally starting to show that consistency that I want to see if I'm going to pay that much. So he's in play. We'll have to pay attention to Pittsburgh, because they're not just potentially down Malkin, they would be down McCann as well. Yep. So we could be looking at potentially a 2K, 2.5K range top 6 center here. So keep an eye on the Pittsburgh news. You may get your punt there in a solid matchup with New Jersey. I guess maybe looking, it could be because Bluger's out as well.
Jankowski is what they have. There's not much they have there.
Could be Jankowski, could be Lafferty. So pay attention to that. It's not going to be a sexy name, but again, if you're looking top 6 role, that's somebody to consider as a potential punt. Arizona has a high implied total, but they've been one of the worst teams in hockey, so that's really more GPP for me. Definitely the position.
I could drop down. Who may end up being my second center is Johnny Gaud. He's still getting solid minutes on Tampa 2 with Stamkos and Korn, that power play too. Has he been producing big time? No, but also his salary pretty much shows that when you're only going to pay 4-1. I mean, he had a decent game against Nashville 2 games ago, but I may, and that may be the way I get a piece of Tampa tonight, is going down to Gordy. Because I
if they're going to keep him in top six, yeah, I mean, even 7.3 last game is okay at that price. I can
deal with solid, that. Playing almost 20 minutes a game. It's not, and there's not much at center. Jason Dickinson, I got a little bit of interest in, as long as he remains on centering Gorenyov and Robertson. He's not, the thing is, he's not getting power play time. So that would be, I like to see if there's anything updated on Dallas on their lines. But I don't mind that line at all. I'm seeing a couple different lines, but it looks like they ended up with him, not with Radulov. So that may change though later on today, what we see. They're a mess, especially if Hintz is still out.
Yeah, if Hintz is out, that'll push Dickinson down. Hintz will take that second spot. I actually like Hintz if he plays. He's been automatic when he plays. Problem is he's playing every third game or so right now. He's been fighting an injury earlier.
So if Hintz is out, then I'm off Dickinson. But if he's in, I mean, if Hintz is in, I'm off Dickinson. If he's out, then I might have some interest in him.
Yep, so center's kind of a wait and see for me. See what we get from Pittsburgh. If not, I really do like, I love Barkov there, McDavid. Gordy makes a ton of sense as a pay down option. So you do have Alexander Wenberg remains in the top six role.
Yep.
Hornquist, Huberdeau. Huberdeau's awesome at home. So he's still only 3-5. That's a solid spot. 11.
He broke out of his slump the other day. It was an empty netter, but at least he got
two,
a goal out of
two points last game. So yeah, still playing about 15 minutes. He's on the second power play, so he's certainly a punt as well. All right, let's move over to wing. Obviously, you've got Leon, who's been playing well. We've got Jake Gensel's been playing really well. I think the one thing about if Malkin is out, they're going to play, Pittsburgh is once going to play as much as they possibly can because it's going to be their lone good lineup. So you're looking 20-plus minutes here from Gensel, who has double digits in seven straight. He, right along with Sid, are just running red hot. But he's pricey, so but he is an option. Leon at 8-8 dropped another 20 points last night. He is on fire as well. He's got double digits in five straight, including 18 or more. I'm sorry, he's got double digits in six straight, including 18 or more in five straight. So Leon is absolutely on fire as well. I do think you can drop off McDavid for Leon for 400 less if you wanted to play like a Barkov. You could go Barkov and Leon and still get exposure to, you know, the top big boys for Edmonton. Obviously, there's a little bit of risk there, but I'm a big Leon guy, and he's red hot right now. So, 40, man, these guys are nuts. 49 points. McDavid's got 56. Two best players in the NHL most nights. It's nuts.
Well, I can't get past the Kane price. I'm probably going to Kane tonight at seven. What's Kane? 77.
Yep, he's back in double digits, three straight.
Got 15 assists and five goals over his last 11. So imagine if he starts scoring goals again. Good spot too. I think tonight they're away, but I had no problem with that against Tampa. So I just love that price. I just feel sick not playing Patrick Kane under 8K. Kane's my play, but Gensel are up there. I had no problem playing Gensel. Radulov's been on fire.
I think I'd rather I like Kane, but I'm not in a hurry to pick on Tampa Bay. I don't know. I'll have to reassess if I'm playing Kane or not. The price is nice, but
Kane's match to me Kane is matchup proof.
Oh yeah, I mean he's one of the best players in the league, but I can spend $100 extra bucks and get Gensel.
Now those, I was just looking last, it was 2 weeks ago, and there's three games against Tampa. He had first game assists, second game two assists, third game assists. So, and he had 12 shots in those three games. His goals aren't falling. So he's gonna go on a goal streak soon. But we don't know. I'm assuming Vaz is in a goal tonight. I mean, of course, it's something to definitely take into consideration. I just to me Kane's matchup proof, but I'm totally see your point. Kyle Connor, he's way too cheap, I think.
That Vass is confirmed.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. If you want to play Kane, absolutely. I'm not sure he's a lock to me in this matchup. When you've got guys in similar pricing range who are, Gensel was actually even hotter for $100 more, better matchup. But yeah, it's Vander, it's Kane, and not Evander Kane. I'm sorry, it's Patrick Kane. I'm never gonna fault anybody for playing Patrick Kane. He is one of the best in the league. You do have Stamkos got 7K, double digits in 3 of 4, including goals in 3 of 4. Let me see what he's done against Chicago.
Who's
Just
that?
1, 2 points, Stamkos, just 2 points against Chicago in the 3 games, but they are at home. They were on the road for that series. Radulov's back. He's been really, really good. Since he's got double digits in 4 straight, 12 points in 10 games this year. He gets a solid matchup at 6-7. See what else we got. Huberto at 6K. Always love Huberto at home. Yeah, Kyle Connor is very cheap. 29 points in 29 games. He's always a good play. What else you got at the
That's
wing
pretty
here?
much. I like that Islanders one line with Eberle and Bellows. So Eberle's not been playing great, but I still think he's in a good spot tonight. It's pretty much all I have in mid tier. I think Gensel's in a really good spot. Looking back at my was I considered mid tier under 8K. To me, it's Kane and Gensel. You can drop down at Connor, or you can pay all the way up for Leon, and now you don't have Pasta in the mix. So and that's it. And they had a couple value plays. And there's not a lot of value tonight. I got a little feeling on Trevor Zegras tonight. That first goal is coming. Playing, he's starting to play in minutes.
He hit the post the other day, actually.
Yep. Power play one, decent line at Anaheim two, second line, so cheap. You can go back to Kiefer Bellows though too. He's a talented player. He's not just, a fill-in type. I think he's gonna stay on that top line with Barzal and Eberle.
Think you got to look Marchand coming in at 3,100. He's back on that top line. That's a really nice play. Florida one top line. Barkov
Yeah, it's
exposure.
right at 3,100. But I was looking at Verhaeghe. Actually, Verhaeghe's been playing well, but Verhaeghe's not on the has not been playing a power play. So Verhaeghe's price kind of knocked him off at 5-2, even though he's had two really good games. He's had two goals and two assists in his last
Now
two.
recording.
Yeah, sorry, we
So
lost our bot for a second.
I might as well drop another two grand and go with Marchant as long as he stays on that top line. So that's a good call. Just to shift them back and forth to Duclair and all this, but the latest from this morning is he is on that top line with Barkov, who's on fire.
Yep. So that's super cheap exposure to Barkov. I think that's probably one of the more solid values on the slate. We do have two. Let me check price. Andrei Burakovsky is red hot. He's got double digits in 5 of his last 6. He's got back-to-back double-digit games. They're at home. Nazem Kadri's been on fire, so this is cheap exposure to him on that second line.
Yeah, it's a good call.
Again, I'm not rushing to target Minnesota here, but I don't mind at that price at 4,600, kind of riding the hot hand here. He's really playing well right now. Burkovsky is a guy too. I always really like at home. He plays really well. He's very split heavy, but he plays super well at home. And then Voracek coming in at 4K. Philly was embarrassed last night. This is a really hard matchup. Not ideal on a back-to-back against one of the best defensive teams in the league in New York. But they were embarrassed last night. So Voracek at 4K certainly in play
Yeah,
once again.
that's a good call. I got one more dart here. Definitely a dart, but at 2-9. But as long as he stays up in that top power play with Larkin, Adam Ernie was actually a talented player. He has 6 shots and 2 goals. Last game against Carolina, of course, next to 2 goals every game out of him. But at 2-9, I think you could do a lot worse if you're looking for a dart, especially in GVPs. if he stays up on that power play with Larkin.
Yep. Another Islander play, Wahlstrom actually cheaper than Bellows has actually moved up to that top power play. So he's third line, which for New York isn't really a big deal because they run fairly balanced attack. So it's not like some teams where third line, you're not seeing many minutes. So he's with Pageau, who's awesome. So he's skating with a good center and he's moved up to that top power play. So, actually I see Bellows there. So pay attention, whoever's up there with, if it's Bellows or Wahlstrom, makes for a really nice play at three. If it's Wahlstrom, that's 3K. That's a really solid price. He's got goals in two of the last three, playing 14 minutes the last two games, which I believe is actually more than Bellows played.
All right, I just got an update too. So now it looks like Boston Buffalo is still a go. Came from John Shannon too, to ignore the previous tweets.
Okay, well, I mean, that's pretty easy though. Boston, you know how to handle Boston. It's Boston power play one, and that's it. Their goalie is absolutely in play as well. And Buffalo's an easy fade.
So this gives you a couple extra elite players. I see for that Boston one line always with GPP, and Buffalo's terrible. So, and that's pretty much all I got for wing. I said, there's not a lot of values in it. I'm saying you have to play. Hopefully maybe something pops up as the day goes on. And we see some tweets come out and some lines. But today, there's not a real lot of values that I'm jamming in there that I feel like I have to have. Yanni Gourde may be the center, may be probably the one play I feel like I'm going to end up playing.
Yeah, it's a bit of a weaker wing slate. We've had a ton of value lately, not so much today.
Right.
So it'll be interesting to see. Again, I'm hoping we get some value pops for us here. But one name we should have mentioned here. Let me see what his price is and where he's lined up. Jason Robertson continues to play well.
Oh my God, I was just gonna say it before you.
Yep, and he's back. Yep. So he's still only 4,300. He's got 15 points in 20 games, coming off a two assist night. They put him back on that top power play unit. I don't know why they moved him down because he's been playing really well. If he remains on that top power play unit, which again, we'll have to keep an eye on Dallas because of the Roope Hintz news. If Hintz is in, then he probably takes that top power play spot. But even then, I still like Robertson because then he would be paying Radulov and Hintz, which is a really strong. Could be a really strong line, a much stronger line than having Dickinson up there. So, yeah, I like Robertson. I think that's another value wing you can throw on your list.
All right, I guess the wings.
Let's move over to defense. So it starts up top with Dougie Hamilton, who's might be the hottest player in hockey right now. He's got a 9-game point streak. Put up like 12 shots on net the other day. Obviously, that's not realistic to expect that every time, but he's got double digits in four straight, five of his last six, seven of his last 10, but 7,200. That's very, very expensive for a defender. So if you pay up for Dougie, you're going to have to pay down elsewhere. But if you are, Dougie's definitely the guy to pay up for. If you look at logs, he's by far the most consistent of any of these guys. A couple hundred bucks left. Jacob Chychrun continues to have a really good year. Double digits in five of six. Even solid though Arizona's not scoring at all, their offense is dried up. He's still getting double digits because he's putting a ton of pucks on that. He's got 4-6-3 shots in the last three games, 13 shots over three games, plus 2 6 block shots added in there. He's playing mid 20 minutes, so he is certainly in play. And then Tyson Barry was a surprise play last night, ended up putting 30.3 points with a 4-assist night, 4 shots on goal and a block shot, so in only 18 minutes. And Nurse got back on the score sheet and has double digits in five of six. So Nurse and Barry, as always, are elite plays as well. Anybody else you like up top?
No, I like the kid for the Yotes. I think he's turned into a nice solid cash play if you have the money. I mean, you do have a couple decent elite plays. I mean, Dougie's turned into an elite player, but still a lot of money, man. I may end up going back to Provorov if Ghost remains out. I think I still think Provorov is a value of 4.3. I even seen Gustafsson at 2.9. It was on the power, ended up on a power play two last night. So that could be a decent punt also for Philly.
Yeah, he got some power play time last night. I'm just kind of trying to look through here.
Ryan Pollock's in a good spot for Islanders. He's been playing well. This kid Alexander Carrier for Nashville's been on a second power play. He's minimum price if you want to punt. Actually, I don't mind him at all. But, man, I don't know. I may end up with Prover over. I like Chitrin. I just blew up his name, but for Arizona, I think he's been a solid cash play. Man, that's a lot for Dougie. But once again, I mean, he's putting up double-digit points every night.
Yeah, you just have to decide. Tonight's going to be all about where you're spending up because, you can't play McDavid and Leon or Gensel or Barkov and Dougie. Like, you can't fit all these guys. So you decide who you want to pay up for, where you want to pay up, and go from there. This is a bit of a difficult slate. I won't deny it.
Yeah, it is. It's not one of the easiest ones, but I like that Provorov place if Ghost is out because he gets a huge amount of ice time. And he can get peripherals going at 4.3. I mean, he's even cheaper than guys like Shattenkirk and stuff. So. Now that Boston's playing, you got to bring up Grzelcyk. He's 5K, but he's been playing really well. He's got a point in three of his last four. He's taken 15 shots over those four games. Anytime you're on that top pairing and quarterback in the top power play unit with guys like Pasta, Marchand, and Bergeron, you're in play. Price went up, looks like a little bit, right? He's at 5K now, but still.
Yeah, he's up a little bit. Ryan Suter remains cheap at 3,400, top power play. And we do have a couple minimum priced punts if you want to go that route. One guy we were on him and then got off of him because he hadn't done anything was Gustav Forsling from Florida. And of course, the day we didn't play him, he had a two goal.
He had a good game.
He had a goal and assist. He actually has points in three of his last four games. So hasn't equated to a ton DFS wise because it's assist. So he's got 19.1, 4.3, 5, 9.5. And he's 3,600, which is not a great price, not as cheap as I'd like to see. But, you know, that's still 3,600 is not bad. So he's still in play, coming off of a good game to maybe give him even more confidence.
What's Bean's price today?
$2,800.
There you go. $2,800 is not a bad spot in that power play too. And we also didn't bring up Boquist too. Against Tampa, but anytime you're on a top power play unit and top pairing, you're gonna get always have a chance of something. He had a crappy game against Florida, and the game before that he had two decent games. So
he's got 10 points in his last. Boquist does, so he's playing well. Let me see. Just trying to look through real quick because this is a bit of a weak position. See if we can find some good value.
I don't mind the Bean play at 2,800.
Yeah, he's certainly a valuable punt. Here you go. Here's a guy. Sticking with Florida, is a little bit pricey, but Kenzie Weaver, 17 points in 28 games. He has 7 points over his last five, double digits in five straight, and 6 of 7. I'm not sure what's really going on here, but he is red hot right now.
And staying out with Florida, he's price has gone up so much. Is Ekblad, because all he wants to do, they want to get him the puck to shoot in that power play. But how much is
Uyghur's 4,400.
4,400? Yeah, look at that log. That's
Yeah, surprising.
It's mostly, he's getting like, what, 3 shots a game, 4 blocks, 3 or 4 blocks.
Well, he's got points in 5 straight, double.
Just type of guy, I'll use him and he'll get a 0 tonight. But he's getting over 20 minutes, so he's on that first pairing with Ekblad.
That's a hot player right now, so ride that streak. Let's see, just trying to look through every position real quick. I think Nietzsche's had a good day on that top power play. Failed to mention him. Trying to look through my list of hot players to see if we're missing anybody. Philip Zadina's got 6 points over 5 games. Low total, but he's there. Verhaeghe actually has 6 points over his last 4 games. So Verhaeghe's worth mentioning on that top unit. Forsling, I mentioned, has 4 points. Owen Tippett also has 4 points over his last 4 games. So you got a lot of Florida guys that are averaging about a point per game over the last week or so. Just Florida's
been on fire.
Yeah, Florida's a good team. So they like to take turns, which can be a little frustrating. Pay attention to Pittsburgh 2, because we're going to get some value here. Brandon Tanev has 7 points in last seven games. Kapanen has 10 points over his last 9 games. Let's pay attention to Malkin. If he's out, we might get a value in his place. Alex Killorn's got 8 points over his last 8 games. So there are some guys that are running kind of hot that you can certainly have on your radar tonight. But overall, yeah, this will be a tough one. So I'm going to have to be some gut. Let's take a final look at goalie here. Right now, we project Bobrovsky to be the chalkiest goaltender by a decent margin. Yeah, I hate playing Bob. How about you?
No, I don't usually play. I played him once this year, and man, what's this? An 8-2?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not paying. I can't play 8-2 for Bob. I can't do that. If anything, I would go to like a Halak against Buffalo for $200 more. Ranta at 7-8 is probably not a bad play against Arizona, who's been terrible. Against Anaheim, who's been terrible. And there's not Reimer. He had a dud last game. Now,
well, it should be Nedeljkovic, who's quietly. He's got a 2.08 goals against average against a Columbus team that can't score. So he's got to be in consideration as well at 8-1.
Grubauer seems dropped under 8K. Is that right?
Who's that?
Grubauer.
Yeah, Grubauer's down to 7-9. They did play yesterday, but he's been fantastic. No, they played 2 days ago. I'm sorry. He came in relief the other day and didn't give up any goals after Miska gave up 4 goals right away. Kakanen, the ultimate GPP play tonight, down to 7,600, as cheap as you're going to see him. Against Colorado team that's going to put some shots on net, he's won 8 straight. I love that as a GPP play. Risky for cash, but he's certainly a GPP play worth considering. And then another GPP play, you could really even consider him as a cash punt, but understand it's very risky. If Bernier is in net, he's always a guy I like to consider as my punt. He's 7,100 tonight. So again, risky. Dallas is starting to show flashes of getting healthy and looking a little better. But Bernier does have 3 straight double-digit games. He's got, a 32 on his log. He's got a handful in the 20s. So Bernier is a guy I do always like for as my cash punt. But again, it's risky.
Yeah, and I could use him against Dallas. So. Probably one of the teams I would end up using them. What about is Vaz? Vaz is expensive though too, man. If I have Kevin Lankinen at only 6'9" now. I know it's Tampa Bay, but 6'9" is
super cheap.
Super, yeah. You know what I mean? It's a pretty damn good price. So I could Lankinen for GBPs. I could definitely dig that. They're supposed to make it more than one lineup.
Yep. I think if I'm punting in cash, I would take Bernier, who's got the three straight really good. But Lincoln and GPP, absolutely.
Yep. You can get a lot of that.
He still has it. 2.85 goals against average. I mean, he's still putting up good numbers.
Yeah. No, I don't mind the Bernier call at all. Once again, you don't know what you're going to get, you know, from your goalie. So.
Yep. So, all right. Favorite stacks tonight?
Oh, I wasn't even ready for that. Back to Boston one since they're playing. Let me see here. 4-1. You got to think of 4-1 with Vrahagi, Barkov, and now Marchment up there. Pittsburgh won because there's no Pittsburgh two. One more Islanders one. So actually, I like this Islanders one line. So let me take back the. I don't know. I like the Islanders one though too. So there's a lot of big time. You know, Boston one's gonna be popular anyway. So I would say Islanders one and Florida one.
Yeah. Might see some spread out ownership though, because you got some big boys.
I believe you
know,
will.
You got Boston, you got Edmonton, you even got Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh will come in the lowest owned, so probably a really strong GPP line. Tampa Bay, actually, we aren't the only ones who get frustrated with them, so they'll probably come in fairly low owned as well.
If this Ben Pavelski Radulov line is together, that's not a bad line at all.
Yeah, we'll have to see what they do. They've kind of changed lines every single night. So as of now, we've got Gurianov up top with Ben and Pavelski, and then Radulov, Robertson, Dickinson. But that'll change if Rope plays. So, yep, it'll be interesting to see what they do and if Rope Hintz can play. They're a lot better when he plays, so. All right. Well, yeah. I'm big on Pittsburgh one again. I've been riding Gensel, Sid, nightly. Don't know that I'm going there in cash tonight, but I think I'd rather play Barkov over Sid, for instance. But I like Pittsburgh one and GPPs a ton. I like Colorado two, Burakovsky, Kadri. And then the obvious stack. So yeah, I'm with you with the lines you named as well.
I really do think, and you need to pay attention later to Discord and everything. But I do think more and more if Malkin is out, you guys start looking at that Crosby Gensel line. I think even possibly for Cass too, because they're going to log a ton of minutes, definitely. So just something to. Yeah, Barkov's been on fire, but and I'm not a Sid guy, but I think we never brought up the Devils, but remember they're always so cheap. And I just saw a note that Brat is moving up with Zaka and Wood went to the Hughes line, so it looks like Zajac is a top line with that Sharangovic and Kukkonen, which is a very cheap line and a lot of talent right there. Then you got Zaka, Palmieri, and Brat on two, Hughes and Wood on three. So don't sleep on these Devils if you want some value. We didn't really mention it. But both those guys, Sharangovic and Kukkonen, both very capable players.
Second line's been running red hot. And in Kukkonen's case, he's on that top power play, which is nice. So
Yep.
Some kind of hot potential limits that the prices are 3,500 and both are 3,500. So top six now. Kukkonen's got 6 points over his last five games. Sharangovic has four. So both running really hot.
Yeah, I like both those guys. I can even deal with Zajac in the middle, especially when you got Pittsburgh missing some personnel. So something to think about.
Zajac has 6 points as well. He's got six assists.
So there you go.
All right. There you go. Nope, I like that, especially GPP. You could use that GPP pairing with your expensive Boston one or, Edmonton or whatever. All right, well, with all that being said, Top Plays article will be out in a few hours. Cheat Sheet is live, but will be updated probably twice today. I'll probably do it midday and then again around six or so, just because I did it a little bit earlier than typical today. So, yeah, and we'll catch you next time, and good luck.
All right, good luck, guys.